I'm Nick Lippa here with Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe. And Bill, hockey season is back a little bit later than usual, but it's back amid some unique circumstances given COVID. A lot of changes have been made to the NHL this year, new divisions, a shortened schedule, but it's going to be more compact. What can we expect with COVID starting this NHL season?
Well, the NHL right now is in a pretty uncertain state, and I think that's just a reflection of the world right now. Gary Bettman said the other day that losses are going to total up into the billions. They need to play. They have a television contract. I think you need to play to just keep hockey in people's minds. I mean, there's a lot of reasons for playing, but I mean, this is going to be the most unusual season in NHL history, in my opinion. I mean, they're trying to play through a pandemic. I mean, we have the season starting more than 3 months late. It's a shortened schedule. There's no fans. There's all these special procedures and protocols. And let's face it, I mean, there's probably going to be some outbreaks and games are going to be postponed or canceled. I mean, we've already seen the Dallas Stars have an outbreak and their first two games have been postponed. Some other teams have had to quarantine players and keep them out. So, I mean, before the season even started, I mean, there's been some hiccups, and I think there's going to be a lot more to come.
So with all these changes, from a competition standpoint, how is it going to be for the Sabres heading into this year?
Well, it's going to have a big impact. First off, they're in a loaded division. I mean, they lose the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Stanley Cup champion, but they keep the Bruins, and now you have the Capitals, the Flyers, the Penguins, the Islanders, the Rangers. So, I mean, it might be the best division in hockey, and it's going to be very tough for them to get out of there with a playoff berth.